Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 132, numéro 132. So today we are talking about the expression être en train de, which is an expression that is used to describe actions in French that are currently happening, roughly translated as to be in the process of doing something. So it has nothing to do with trains, right? But I'll explain more, of course, in a minute. Now, as always, for everyone that is new on the podcast, welcome. Make sure you have downloaded your lessons cheat sheet so you can follow along as you listen. And after listening to the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to download your exercises. It's all free and you will find all the download links in the episode notes on your podcast platform. All right. So as I was saying, the expression être en train de is used to describe actions in French that are currently happening. It is sort of similar to the English present continuous tense. For example, I am eating, you are talking, she is running, but with a lot more emphasis, right? And I insist on a lot more emphasis on the fact that the action, the verb, right? The action is currently in progress. So when you use this expression, you are really insisting on the fact that this action is actively in progress. So there's no direct translation for the expression être en train de, but it can be roughly translated as to be in the process of doing something, or to be currently doing something, or to be in the middle of doing something, or to be doing something right now. So as you can see or hear, it's not just to be doing something, right? There's another layer to it. There's another layer of emphasis on the fact that you are in the middle of doing something. You're busy doing something. And also I want to add that it is important not to overdo this expression, because the usage of the present tense, like the normal usage of the present tense, for example, je mange, je cours, je parle, oftentimes is enough to express that something is currently happening. So you've got to use this expression sparingly. It's really reserved for those cases where you want to emphasize that an action is happening right now, currently, at this very minute, that you are busy doing that right now. So it really depends on the context. So this expression, être en train de, can be used in the imperfect tense, l'imparfait, or even in the future tense, le futur. But today, just to keep things simple for you, we are going to focus only on the present tense, au présent. So let's dive in. Let's see how to actually use this expression. So the sentence structure is subject plus the verb être conjugated plus the expression en train de plus the infinitive verb. So it's always followed, en train de is always followed by an infinitive verb. The verb in its infinitive form, not conjugated. Only the verb être, when you use this expression, is conjugated. And I'm going to give you a few examples in a second, but I also want to add that you really need to know the conjugation of the verb être in the present tense to be able to use this expression properly. So if you are not comfortable with the present tense of the verb être yet, it's completely fine. But head over to episode number 15 first, and then you can come back to this episode after. All right, so let's see a few examples now so it will make more sense to you. Je suis en train de manger. Now, technically, you could simply translate this sentence, je suis en train de manger, as I'm eating. But I really want you to understand, if I didn't make that clear enough before, that this is used to emphasize the fact that I am eating right now, at this very minute. So a better translation would be, I am currently eating, or I'm in the middle of eating, or I'm eating right now. I'm in the process of eating. So all these translations are valid. Je suis en train de manger. I'm currently eating. Tu es en train de lire. You are currently reading. Tu es en train de lire. Il est en train de courir. He's currently running. Il est en train de courir. Nous sommes en train de regarder un film. We are watching a movie right now. We are currently watching a movie. Nous sommes en train de regarder un film. Est-ce que vous êtes en train de travailler? Are you currently working? Est-ce que vous êtes en train de travailler? Elles sont en train de jouer. They are playing right now. Elles sont en train de jouer. They are currently playing, or they are playing right now. So all of these examples insist on the fact that these actions are happening at the very moment of speaking, are currently in progress. So it's adding another layer from the normal present tense, right? The normal present tense of these sentences, if you want to compare, would be je mange, tu lis, il court, nous regardons un film, est-ce que vous travaillez, elle joue. Now with the normal present tense, the few sentences I've just said, without the use of être en train de, there's no emphasis on the fact that these actions are in progress, are currently happening. So that is the difference between the two. So I hope that now you understand how to use the expression être en train de. I hope that was helpful to you. And that is it for today's episode. Now it's time to head over to the French Made Easy exercise library and to download your exercises to practice what you've learned today. I will speak to you next week, à la semaine prochaine. Bye.